ain't over.
Let's go.
It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast. Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money.
It's Pharrell. Coast to coast.
All right, coast to coast, hour number two. Recanatini, did I get it right? We have a new nickname for Will Recanatini. What a name. That's a mob name if I've ever heard one. So I have taken the Recanatini into Rico Suaveville. I mean, is that not a Rico? I mean, I got a Rico Suave. Your boy Will over here with Brian running it from the FanDuel Sportsbook in the Meadowlands. Carver High is here. And, of course, roll out the red carpet. South FLA with all that gorgeous hink, hink, hink style. We've got Joe Ranieri joining us tonight for the rest of the night, not only on Coast to Coast, but he's going to do two hard hours with us on In-Game Live, baby. Joseph.
Dottie, what is... First of all, can I buy a Val? What's he got... What's he got working on over there, man? Holy crap. Is that like rigatoni? Rigatini? It sounds like a side pasta dish. What are we working on here? Good Christ.
Recanatini.
Yeah. Yeah,
there is. There's a lot of games.
Woo!
Hey, so nine games tonight, Joe, in the NBA. Carver High said to me, why don't we start gambling heavily with Joe immediately on NBA games here in the second hour of Coast to Coast. It's good to have you on. We were stoked that you were doing it with us today, so we're all fired up that you're here. Let's start. I'll go through the dais of games and roll it out for you, and then you tell me what you think of these games. Suns and Pistons sitting at 3.5 at Little C. There's a slice of pizza to watch the lowly Pistons. Can they finally win a game? They're dogs on their home court, and they always seem to lose.
Oh, God, no. Please. Have anybody watched the Pistons play? It's like, it's painful, man. It is absolutely painful. Not to mention, I don't think Derrick Rose is going tonight, so their leading scorer is out. It really, it's like watching two high school teams here go. I don't trust the Pistons. I trust the Phoenix Suns even less, but... I do trust the Phoenix Suns in this spot. They're both kind of hell no plays for me, Scotty. I mean, both of these teams here have done nothing but cost me cash this year. But I do like having to like Phoenix in this spot here. I mean, if you put a gun to my head, I like Phoenix. I think they got a little more firepower here tonight to be able to get the job done. But I'm still trying to figure out how Detroit won on Super Bowl Sunday. Still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, me too. We'll get to the rest of these games. There's two in the NHL, a ton of college games. I get an idea that's better. We'll let Carver High give us an update on everything that's shaking out tonight and any other news that he's spitting. Here we go.
Sports Grid News Update.
All right, boys, NBA trade deadline closing in tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern. Huge deal last night. Four teams, 12 players, draft picks, the whole enchilada. The biggest NBA trade in almost 20 years. The big pieces being moved. Clint Capella goes to the Atlanta Hawks. Robert Covington to Houston. Evan Turner and a first to Minnesota. Gerald Green and a first to Denver. Tough news for the Yankees today. They will lose starter James Paxton. He's going to miss 3 to 4 months after having back surgery. Microscopic lumbar discectomy has a cyst removed as well.
Ooh.
Blockbuster MLB deal last night, too. Mookie Betts and David Price are heading to the Dodgers. The Sox will send a significant amount of cash to help pay for it, and they'll get a bunch of prospects, including outfielder Alex Verdugo. Kenta Maeda, also in that deal, goes to the Twins as the third team. Then the separate deal, the Dodgers traded Jock Peterson down the freeway to the Angels. Tonight's NBA early action, you were just saying, Suns visit Detroit. The Suns are 3.5-point road favorite. Brooklyn hosting the Warriors. It's down to 6.5 for the Nets. Raptors looking for 12 in a row at home. They are -6 right now over the Pacers. Celtics are hosting the Orlando Magic. Celtics -6 right now. Big slate in college hoops. Number 10 Villanova is at Butler. -3 right now for the Bulldogs at home. Iowa State at number 13 West Virginia. -10.5 for the Mountaineers. Number 17 Iowa at Purdue. Purdue, Scotty, -4 right now, the home favorite. Number 21 Creighton at Providence. Providence is -2. Also in the Big East, number 12, Seton Hall. They're -3.5 if you can get them outside of New Jersey. They are at Georgetown. Only two games in the NHL tonight. The Leafs are -140 as they head to the Garden to take on the Rangers. A big total of 7 right now And Boston is a minus 160 favorite in Chicago against the Blackhawks. I'm Carver High with a Sports Grid update. You want the edge? Get on the grid.
All right, Joe Ranieri's with us, and let's pick this back up. So that game's awful. I don't care what anybody says. I've been hot in the NBA, 15-5 the other night, and then I had some nice snags last night as well. But that game to me is that's like having a really bad date with a fat chick that drinks too much. Golden State and Brooklyn no sleep till. The Dubs have been playing pretty well lately, Joe, and they're getting 6.5. I got to tell you, when it opened, it was 8, and I grabbed the number. I like the Nets to win that game, but I middled it. I think the Dubs will be in that game, Joe.
I'm so confused with this game, Scotty, because what happens if Russell's gone? Is he playing? Is he not? Is he traded? Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? The Knicks want him. So it's tough for me. I do see there is some sharp money that's coming in on the under. To me, this has got overwritten all over it. I don't think there's going to be any defense played in this game. If D'Angelo Russell is going, we know Kyrie's out. But to me, this is a free-for-all, man. This game could end up in the mid-230s, no problem. So I think there's some value in the over in this if everything stays status quo. If the trades start to come down, it's anybody's guess. I would hammer the under.
Hey, Carver High, let's go back in time. If you remember when I had the area of concern on my hair after wearing these types of headsets for 30 years.
You're not happy
so
with the headset.
What happened was, Joe, is that, you wear headsets in radio for like 30 years. You're like a hockey player, a baseball player, a golfer. You're going to lose your hair. So what I did was when one night my producer was walking behind me and he said, bro, you got a bald spot, and I went into absolute a downward spiral, downfall. My life ended. I sought counseling. I got a shrink. I started speaking in tongues, and then the initial outset was the plan was to go with the Riley, and then that is the slick back PR shot that CBS used to use of me. It was like a picture of me with a full slick back Riley. And Carver, I was noticing that Joe really carries out the Riley, I mean, just fantastically. Do you not think that Joe Ranieri is rocking the Riley better than Pharrell did? My PR shot with CBS is embarrassing, and they would never change it over the years. They just kept going with it. You can still see it anywhere, that picture. It haunts me, but I think Ranieri's got it down. Does he not look fresh with the Riley down in South Florida? He's really working.
He looks outstanding. I love the Riley look that Joe's got rocking, in anticipation of coming here. I obviously watched a lot of Sports Grid programming for a few weeks before we started, and I kept seeing Joe in the morning. It's like, he's got the look, the Miami look going, baby. I love it, man. I love it, Joe. I'm all about it.
Joe, when did you go to the Riley? Now, when did you go to the Riley? Did you have other dues that you worked through the years? What did you have going on there?
Yeah, you know what it was? It was the other half of my life. I was an athlete for a little while, so it was never a lot of hair. It was always very military cut. It was very hard to get into strip clubs. Everyone thought I was a cop or law enforcement of some. So there was a real – I had to pretend I was a hockey goalie. I mean, there were, like, things I had to do in order to get past that whole military life. So – eventually, once I got past that part of my life, I let the hair grow out. And to me, we love Pat Riley here. And you know that. In Miami, Pat Riley's a god.
Right.
So why not go with the Pat, man?
So how did the – that was a great line. I always like – I told Carver High off the air. I said, I really like Ranieri, and he's funny. And then the goalie, the hockey goalie line, like how did that work out for you when you tried to
pretend you were a hockey goalie for a
go?
Yeah, we'd have a group of guys, and we'd go, obviously no shortage of strip clubs here in the Miami area, South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
I worked with all
and,
of them.
Exactly. You go to Tootsie on a night, or, you go to Pure Platinum or Solid Gold. And we didn't want to – exactly. We didn't want to have to pay for drinks, and so we certainly didn't want to have to pay for chicks, dancing with us. So we'd always choose which one of us was the Florida Panthers goalie. I was Van Beesbrook for, 5 years, man, in every different place, and nobody knew one way or the other. And never paid for a drink, a lap dance. It was fantastic.
I like your style. Joe Ranieri with us on Coast to Coast. I gotta work that one because, I mean, he's got more hair than I do. I'm lucky I have any here. It looks like I've been driving in a convertible for an hour and a half. Let's look at Toronto hosting Indiana. Good game tonight north of the border. I got to tell you, Joe, the Raptors have been killing it lately.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, one of the most undervalued teams in the market, Scott. It's amazing to me how we still, the market looks at this team, and every time I turn around, there's so much value. They got depth ridiculous. They haven't had Gasol. It hasn't mattered. And now they're welcoming in a team that welcomed back Victor Oladipo, TJ Warren, Victor Oladipo. The problem is, you know how that works. You just don't drop Oladipo back in and click your heels three times and you're winning games. It's going to take them a little while to figure it out. Not a good spot for them tonight to walk into Toronto and try to figure it out.
Yeah, I took Toronto, and that six, I really wasn't that scared of it. The way they've been playing and covering, they've covered in 8 of 11. They mean business, and they are really moving the ball well right now and filling it up and getting a lot of good cuts and slashes and going at the rack and getting productivity. They do not look like a team to me that lost Kawhi Leonard. They just look like a really good team that moves the ball. I like them a lot. We're talking to Joe Ranieri, badass, down in Miami. Carver Hyde's here. We got a ton of NBA games still to talk about. College rack, NHL, a pair on the ice tonight.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Sorry. Pharrell, Coast to Coast, Joe Ranieri's with us. Mafia just brought up a great FanDuel prop bet. Carver, I don't know if you heard him or not. Mafia, let's go through that again. What do you got for me? What is the prop bet that you're going to encourage?
Well, I was wondering if they put a line out yet on the over-under on when Pharrell goes from these nice blazers that his wife has bought him back to the usual long-sleeve, grungy, got-it-on-vacation t-shirts that he used to wear.
Yeah, because you like that, Carver High.
That was pretty good.
All right, so I have gone, and Joe Ranieri's been talking about it with his friends. Like, look at Pharrell just rocking the Blazers, and I've been just literally pimping every night a different one. And then 34C, Smoke Show Hottie Wife, she went out and got me 8 Blazers. So I got 8 new Blazers.
Wow.
And so I'd have like a fresh, exchange every night. I'd go with a different one. And Mafia is suggesting, Joe, that I will go back to, I do a lot of long sleeve, Caribbean shirts that I have from different islands.
He goes with the
NBA
teenage skater
shirts
look
that I have. Yeah, I have I got the, definitely the skater look, the drug dealer look, the basketball look, the hip look. I wear different basketball shoes every night. Basically, Joe, I'm a bum. How long do you think, Joe, I'll be able to maintain wearing a blazer every night now that I have the 8 new Smoke Show Hottie Wife 34C collection, the 8 new blazers, or do I go back to the grunge look?
Oh, no. As long as it's going to allow you not to get a swift kick in the ass by that hottie smoke wife of yours saying, why aren't you wearing these blazers that I spent all this money on you for? So it's going to take me, I figure maybe about a month and a half, you'll be able to get away with it and then she won't notice. Is that fair?
No, you're wearing a nice blazer. Do you always wear a blazer on Sports Grid or do you sometimes show up in like a golf shirt or something?
No, I'm the blazer guy. Yeah. So I do the blazers, but I mix it up because I usually wear my Mike Cardano thong, the Sports Grid thong underneath it. So people don't see it. So yeah, it's a hell of a visual. Yeah. It's a hell of a visual.
I mean, honestly, Ranieri's now 2 for 2 tonight.
That is a strong effort.
And both of them are gap shots. I mean, the hockey goalie and now the thong gap shot, but both, I guess opposite field gap shots. Very impressive
limited
the way he's
edition
using the lumber.
Yep.
I mean,
limited
to tell you,
edition,
you are something else. All right, let's go to...
Let that marinate for a minute.
I am. I got to tell you, in teriyaki marinara. Is that a word? Boston is hosting Orlando tonight. I got to tell you, Joe, I've seen the Magic have decent games in the Garden before and perform against the Celtics. And tonight was not one of those nights that I was willing to believe that it would happen. I don't like the way they played ball, except against really bad teams. And I think the Celtics will be too much for them, too much scoring. I think they'll get it from four or five different angles tonight and handle that six.
You know, another big report coming out, and you don't know what to believe at the trade deadline. There's more garbage than there is anything else. But I'm hearing names, Aaron Gordon, Evan Fournier, that possibly heading to the Sixers. You know, another one of these situations, and that's why I hate the trade deadline, the 48 hours prior, because you look at these games and you get a feel, and then you're like, oh, guess who's not there by the time tip-off comes? And I'm with right. you, though. If everything stays status quo, this is just too much Boston to me. I don't trust Orlando. I trust Orlando only at home. That's when I would bet them. I don't trust them in the Garden, and I certainly don't trust them. And I get it, no Kemba Walker, but they got Tatum going. They got more than enough firepower to be able to handle this Orlando team. To me, it's Boston or nothing.
I mean, they have been killing it lately. What have they won, like 8 of 9 and covered in 8 of yeah. 9 or something around that neighborhood? I mean, they are they're really playing good basketball right now, along with, you know, Toronto. And no one's noticed, Joe. No one's talking about the Celtics ever, but they're really filling it up.
Yeah, and I like it. Listen, I like they're finally starting to show some depth, you know, with Hayward back and Smart now. Even without a Kemba Walker, even without Hayward tonight, I still trust them both defensively, and certainly they have enough shooting to be able to go, you know, at home and be able to score more points than what is really a pathetic Orlando team. Without once DJ Augustine went down, it kind of they were really humming along. I was excited for Orlando, but they just can't score. And if you can't score on the road, you certainly, even without Kemba Walker, you're not going to be able to beat the Celtics here in this spot. Absolutely not.
Hey, they have covered in 8 of 10 and 10 of 13. Carver High, do yep. you like the Celtics tonight against the Magic in Boston with everything that's going on there? People are depressed there. The people are letting their cars be stolen. There's people throwing mm-hmm. snowballs with rocks in them after yeah. the Mookie Betts news.
Between the Betts,
Tom Brady.
Between the Betts trade and Brady, they've got a lot on their minds up there. I know that. Honestly, I'm with you guys here. Here's the thing. The Magic, 4-12-1 against the spread, against winning teams. So they don't play well against the good teams in the NBA. I know they've been beating on some of the bad teams, but give me the Celtics here. I like them tonight. And I rarely like teams. I like getting involved in-game with the NBA. This is a game I would jump on beforehand because of that Magic against the good teams.
We're going to be doing in-game live with Joe Ranieri tonight from 7 to 9 East. So all of that will come to fruition with Carver High's gambling problem with in-game action. And and you have a bunch of props going tonight, Carver High?
Got a couple. Well, since we're doing the NBA right now, I'll give them to you. If D'Angelo Russell plays,
right.
like Joe was saying earlier, right. you know, who knows what could happen between now and tonight when they tip off. If he does, love the revenge factor here. He's going back to Brooklyn to play the Nets. Over 24.5 points. You can get it -104 right now. I'm going to play that as long as he's in the lineup. And I've been riding this one, Scotty. You know, we talked about it
last
week.
I like that one.
Bojan mm-hmm. Bogdanovic. Over 2.5 threes. He's done it 6 games in a row. He's been over that number. 8 of the last 9. He played the Nuggets last week, and he hit 6 threes against them. It is -166. I know it's a big number, but he's been hitting threes on a nightly basis. I'm going to try again with Bojan.
I like that, too. Love it. I like that, too. Joe, yep. do you like those two props, Joe?
Yeah, it's interesting the way you said it, too. Like, you know, guys, in the prop market, much like in the Super Bowl, Scotty, you can't be afraid if you see a -160. That's where the value is in the prop market. I mean, it's -160 for a reason. You can't be afraid to go ahead. If you're confident in a play, you can't be afraid to lay the 160 in order to cash the ticket. You can't be running around trying to find, you know, big right. Big dogs in the prop market. You're never going to be successful that way. You have to be willing, you know, like a no safety and that type of thing in the Super Bowl. You got to be willing to lay it, man. It's easy money if you've done your homework.
I agree with you, Joe. Dead on. I am there with you completely. All right, Minnesota and Atlanta, talk about trash, but I want to get your reaction to I do think this is garbage tonight, but I don't like the way either team plays. I mean, I like watching Trey. I'm okay with Collins, but I think they're going to be a lot better team with Capella. I love his game. You know, 13-13, automatic, double-double every night. He's a machine on the glass. I love his lob finishes. I like the way he attacks the block and does his job. I think he's going to fit in Atlanta. I want to get your reaction, Joe, to Capella going to the Hawks. And do you give him a shot tonight with that four spot in mini? Because I do. I got it at 6 when it opened up. And, I mean, it was at 5.5, 6. Now it's down to 4. And, by the way, that Boston line was at 6. Now that's down to 5.5. But what do you think of that Atlanta-Minnesota game tonight?
I didn't get it, Scotty. This morning, you know, I'm looking at these lines early on, and I'm wiping my eyes. I'm going, why is Minnesota a favorite of any number? They haven't cleared a game since January 9th. Like, what am I missing here? And I'm going through injuries, and yeah, there's some injuries, and then you got Capella to trade. I'm going, is Trae Young playing? Yes, Trae Young's playing. All right, what in the hell is going on here? You're telling me the Minnesota Timberwolves are six points better than this team? I did not buy it at all. To me, this is all about Atlanta. That's where the value lies. I'll also tell you this, the last four between these two have gone over, and I would not at all be surprised if we're seeing that. Listen, outside of Towns and Wiggins, what? Covington's gone now, so who's scoring exactly for the Minnesota Timberwolves? The line completely the wrong way to me. I don't understand it. I will back Atlanta. I could be dead wrong here, but to me, Atlanta is the way to go. Underdog is 7-1 in the last 9 head-to-head meetings here. So to me, give me all day long. Give me Atlanta. Give me Trae Young. They're going to score way more points than the Minnesota Timberwolves. I don't care that it's on the road.
Yeah, and what is it, 11 of 12? They've failed to cover the T-Wolves? Yep. My God.
Yep.
I mean, that is awful. Yep. OKC is home to Cleveland. Speaking of bad teams, but I don't mind OKC. That number is gigantic. I grabbed it at 11.5 when it opened, Joe. I'm starting to get sketchy when you're talking about 13 or 13 and a hook.
Yeah, Oklahoma City, by the way, 5-1 against the number in the last 6 at Cleveland, against Cleveland, rather, and I'm with you. They're hot. OKC, I think number 1, number 2, most profitable teams against the number so far this year. I mean, this was a lottery team, was it not? We all kind of laughed at OKC. Ha, ha, ha. How long is Chris Paul going to be there? Ha, it's not going to be long. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, well, yeah, if you've been backing them and you've been following them, guys, you've made an awful lot of money. You don't want anybody going anywhere here. I love them. I love their ability to be able to finish games. I also love their ability to be able to win games like this, games they're supposed to win. They're a feisty group. I love what Billy Donovan has done there. Chris Paul, I think they're going to stand pat. And I think they got a run in them, this team. This team is, nobody's walking into OKC going, wow, let's play OKC. I don't buy it, man. Give me OKC. I'll lay the lumber here. I got no problem whatsoever. Plus, Cleveland's not going to score more than 95 points anyway. So we're good here. We're definitely good.
Yeah, and the game's at Chesapeake, so I like them even more that they're at home. The next 3 are literally the games of the night. You got a little hat trick here of great games, and I want to get into those when we come back. First of all, is that Dallas game with Memphis in Big D. They're 4.5, 5. Mavs are laying. Porzingis went off the other night and dropped 38. If they could get that from him every night, nobody would have to eat dinner. And I know Denver, Utah, and Salt Lake Shakers, that game has Jazz laying 9.5, 9 in some houses. Denver looked really good last night against Portland. They lit it up. And then Miami and the Clippers at Staples in La 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 Lipstick City will hit 3 games that are left on the plate with Joe Ranieri. Then we'll do all the college rack and the 2 NHL games coast to coast.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
mean, I have, like, there's, like, some, literally some sexual things going on in here with some of these dudes watching these horse races. I mean, I'm hearing some groans that I haven't heard since the mid-'80s. I mean, honest to God, Carver Hyders. I mean, there's some action going. Is Dirk Diggler here? What is happening around me?
Oh, boy.
At least Joe doesn't have to put up with this. But I think it's pretty funny. All right, Joe, these are the big games tonight. Memphis and Dallas. Zinger with the 38 spot the other night. If they got that when Doncic is out, imagine what they could do, you know, if he ever did that when he plays with him. I don't know why when he plays with him he drops 17. When he's not there, he's dropping double that. So what do you think of this game against Ja Morant and his loudmouth friends from Memphis?
I think it's a setup for them. I smell a rat here. I know a lot of people are backing them, think this is, it's an easy, it's a great dog. I'm not buying it. I think Dallas waxes them here tonight. I think they've got more experience. They're at home. I like them. And yes, while Doncic is a little banged up and they've been banged up, Dallas, I don't know, is Valanciunas going? I think he's still questionable for the Grizzlies. I don't know if he's going or not. To me, they're 3-7 against the number in the last 10 meetings between these two teams. Meanwhile, Dallas 5-1-1 against the number in their last seven overall. Everyone thought Dallas was going to, once Doncic went down, everyone was like, oh no, what are they going to do? Well, you know, you're going to have Porzingis drop 38 on you and the rest of the guys step up their game. I love Dallas in this spot. I think Morant and company, yeah, keep posting, man. Keep taking shots at people that have more rings than you might ever see. Let me know how that works out for you. You got to beat Dallas first before you post anything else. I'm good. Give me Dallas.
Yeah, I'm with you on there. And not only that, I took Dallas and laid that four and a hook as my top play tonight on Pharrell on thebench.com. So I went with that. My number two play was that Toronto dropping the six. My number three play was the Celtics laying the six. Mm-hmm. My four play we'll get into, Clippers hosting the Heat tonight. Why don't we do that game right now, and then we'll go back to that Nuggets-Jazz game. So the game at Staples, late 10. It's the latest start in Lipstick City, and I got it at 6.5 when it opened up. It's at 7 now. The Heat, is this more of that people are just thinking that the Heat are going to go out there and give them a game, or do you think they could actually beat the Clippers in L.A.? You go all the way out west. What kind of performance do you think we're going to see tonight, Joe, from your Heat?
Listen, I got them on the money line. That's what I think is going to happen here. The Clippers, yeah, I got them on the money line to win here. I think the number is way, way too much. I think, once again, the Clippers, way too much value being given to them in the market spot. No way should this team be a 6.5, 7-point favorite over one of the most consistent teams in the NBA, and that's what Miami has been, especially in this spot, on the road against teams that are over 600, meaning the upper echelon teams. They are 41-19-1 against the number in the last 61 on the road against teams like the Clippers. Meanwhile, the Clippers this year, 15 times after a win, the last 15 times, in fact, 4-11 against the number coming off a win. They just beat the Spurs barely a couple of nights ago. They're not playing great. They're not in great form. And once again, you don't know with George and Kawhi, who's playing, who's not, what kind of effort are you going to get? Not to mention, I do believe Montrezl Harrell there is hearing the rumors in his ear. He might be moved. He might not be. All I see from the Miami Heat is a very determined group, a very consistent group. No Tyler Hero, but they are still plenty enough depth and shooting at the very least to keep this within the number, if not win it outright. A little revenge spot from 2 weeks ago when they lost to him at home.
How stupid would they be, the Clippers, to move Harrell? I mean, he does all their dirty work in the block and on the glass. I wouldn't get rid of that guy as far as you could spit.
Well, the problem is they need, I get it, they need size. You're going up against Rudy Gobert. You're going up against Jokic. You're going up against Anthony Davis. Listen, Harrell's a great number two. He's going to beat your number two centers. But do you trust Harrell to go up against those guys in a game, in the playoffs? I don't know that they trust him for that. I just don't know who the hell you're going to go out and get. Who's left? Who's out there that's really going to make a difference? You should have went out and got Capella, but you didn't do it.
Well, I'll give you that. I think that would have been a real slick move. But I got to tell you, for a guy that's 6'8", he plays like he's 6'10", and he is nasty physical. In fact, you talk about these other guys that are bigger than him and everything else. Not many of them play more violently than he does. That guy is an absolute junkyard dog, and he plays a physical game of, like, you want to get it on? Let's go. And he will humiliate guys that are 6'10 and 6'11. I think he's super vicious and nasty. I'm not afraid at all to say he plays 6'8 like he's 6'10 to me, Joe.
Yeah, listen, a guy is tough as nails, and that second unit of theirs, there's something to be said having that kind of depth, putting George and Kawhi on the bench and allowing those guys to go out and get, 18 to 20 minutes a game. There's something to be said for that. But much like what Toronto did last year, having Gasol, having Serge Ibaka, having those guys in place in addition to Kawhi, it's the one element I'm not fully sold on with the Clippers. They got it in the Lakers. They don't have the depth of Lakers, but they've got the size advantage over a lot of these teams. So that, to me, is going to be the most interesting part. They're going to need him to step up any which way you cut it, Scotty. He's going to have to play 6'11".
I'll give you, I think the Lakers, the key to the Lakers for me is McGee and Howard, what they give them in burn on top of AD. Their size is a massive problem for everyone else. But the issue is there's just something about the Clippers that gets in the Lakers' heads. It seems like every time they play, the Clippers are better than the Lakers. The Lakers can annihilate any team in basketball except the Clippers. You've seen it. I've seen it. I've noticed it for sure. Now, the other game is Denver and the Jazz and Salt Lake Shakers sitting at 9 now. I told you that number was, when it first opened, I got it at 7.5. You talk about going up to 9, 9.5. I'm all over that with the Nuggets. I think this is going to be one of those over and a wild scoring game, and it's going to be great in the fourth quarter, Joe.
I agree with you. I like the over in here. It hasn't been great for Denver on a back-to-back situation here with no rest, but it also hasn't been very good for them in Utah. But let's face it, Utah is kind of on a slide here. They're a lot of finger-pointing, looking at each other going, what the hell's going on? They can't seem to pull it together. So they've got the rest advantage here tonight. They're at home. This is a big game for Utah. Are they going to win by 9? Like, oh, hell no, they're not going to win by 9. I do think it's going to come down to the fourth quarter, the final 5 minutes, it's going to be close. I think Utah wins, but I don't think they're going to cover by 9, or it's probably even going to continue to rise before tip-off.
Yeah, listen, that number is way too big for me. There's something fishy going on there because there's no way you can give that team that many points. I just was looking at these games. The double dip tonight has that Magic Celtics, and then the late game is the Heat Clippers, so at least we get to watch that tonight. Now, Joe, let's shift to college basketball, and we have plenty of time to do a little bit here, a little dabble do you, and then we'll do the rest of them when we come back. But, I mean, there is just slews of games tonight that are delicious. Start with that Villanova-Butler game at the Hinkle Fieldhouse in Naptown with Butler laying 2.5, and I did it. I thought they looked so bad in their last home game. I don't think they come out and play that same type of ball tonight on their floor, I watched Creighton kick Nova's ass in Philadelphia. I couldn't even believe it, Joe.
Yep. Yeah. And it is. I mean, listen, I think it's a good spot for Villanova to bounce back here. That game against Creighton kind of was a bit of a head scratcher. But we had a game like that with, Seton Hall. I'm still scratching my head with that against Xavier over the weekend. So same type of thing. Listen, Butler came out. They looked unbeatable. They were everybody's darlings. And then they started to come back down to reality here. Both of these teams love to play defense. Both coaches preach defense in this matchup here. It's a small number. It was hovering around 2, 2.5 most of the day for Villanova. I just don't trust Butler. I'd much rather trust the two defenses of this team, but I do not trust Butler to be able to win this game convincingly enough. So I look towards the total more than I do the side in this game.
All right, fair enough. I think it's going to be a great game, and I'm going to lean on Butler that they're not going to play back-to-back like that on their floor. I think they're going to give Nova a game. I could be wrong. I put it as my number 6 play tonight on Pharrell on the bench.com. Yep. Notre Dame is hosting Pitt. Now, I hit Pitt in that 16 against Duke. I think Cable's got a decent team, and, I think these teams are really looking at each other in the mirror. They're very similar, Joe. Notre Dame laying 5.5, 6. I got Pitt at 6. I still think the Irish tip them, but I think it's going to be closer than 6.
Yeah, another one, too, I agree, but I do think Notre Dame has really sped up the tempo here, which is why we're also seeing them hitting to a whole bunch of overs lately as well. I do anticipate there's going to be some scoring in this game, so I like the over. I think the number is low enough where I think both of these teams, and I certainly think Notre Dame, once they go up-tempo, is going to make it a little uncomfortable for Pittsburgh, but this at all would not surprise me if we're talking an overtime game in this situation between these two teams. I think the number's a little inflated for Notre Dame, but I do like the over in this matchup as well. Plus, I think the underdog 9-2-1 in the last 12 when these two teams have met.
Iowa State and West Virginia in Morgantown. Bobby Huggins, that number's up to 11. And I got it at 12 at one point. I think Iowa State's terrible, but I watched West Virginia not handle a double-digit number over the weekend. I don't think they're going to cover it here either. I'm going to go West Virginia wins, but Cyclones cover, Joe. I got under 30.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think the number is just a little. I love West Virginia. I love what Huggins has done there. It's going to be defense, 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 but I just don't know. I don't trust them at home to be able to cover by double digits. And Iowa
is terrible.
We got a
ton of college rack and two NHL games to hit tonight. Pharrell coast to coast with Joe Raniera in Miami with us. And, of course, Garber High. Mobby is back in Midtown Manhattan. Go with us.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Coast to coast, Joe Ranieri's with us from Miami. Carver High's here. We're going through the college rack scene tonight. We were just talking about Iowa State and West Virginia. That number's, it opened up at 12.5. Now it's at 11, 10.5 in some places. Creighton, Providence. I have to tell you, Creighton looked fantastic over the weekend, Joe. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to Providence. This number has the Friars laying 2. When it opened up, it was Creighton at 1, and I took the Jays and laid the 1. I made it my fifth best play tonight. If they play anywhere like they did Saturday or whatever it was, then they seem to, like, turn the corner in their season where they realize late in the conference season, late in the are we going to make the NCAA tournament season, they're going to start playing some ball. A lot like Xavier showed up for the game against Seton Hall over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting, too, because the first thing this morning, this game opened up, overnight, Creighton had was a 1-point favorite, and then it flipped. And now all of a sudden we're looking at Providence all of a sudden getting a point. It is a revenge factor. They did play a couple of weeks ago. Creighton did beat them by 4. They were 6.5-point favorites at home, so they do have that going. But, you know, this is another one of those situations where you look at the record of Creighton, you look at the record of Providence, and if you didn't know it, you'd be like, wow, this is going to be a mismatch. But it is tournament. It is conference play, and these two teams are a little bit closer than people realize. And I got to lean with Creighton. They got the job done at home. I thought they were a little overvalued at home in that game, but I do think they certainly have enough firepower to be able to get the job done here tonight. So if you want to give me a point, yeah, I'll take the point. Give me the better team.
Yeah, you give me 2 points, and I'm going to like it even more. So jump on that if I'm you. Purdue, now here's a game I want to talk about. So the Boilermakers are taking on an Iowa team that certainly, according to, their rankings and all their juice that they've been getting in the Big Ten, you would think Iowa would go in there and beat Purdue, and Purdue's, average at best this year. But here's the deal. You play in Mackey Arena. It doesn't matter who's playing. It doesn't matter what type of season you're having. That place is a den of iniquity. You go in there, you got problems. They can kick anyone's ass in that building, and you know it. Are you willing to think Purdue can knock off Iowa tonight? Because I think it's so dangerous, because I do believe Iowa's better, Joe. So I'm really rolling the dice with the middle here. I think Purdue by a bucket at best. But you give me Iowa in 3, I'm probably grabbing it.
You are so correct here, Scotty. That Mackey Arena, guys, is proven to be a difference maker for them. Now, granted, Purdue over the years has had a much better team at points there. You know, Carson Edwards and his 4 years proved to be pretty profitable backing with Purdue. But the reality is, guys, the numbers are scary. 18-2 in their last 20 home games to Purdue. Iowa has not played well here. They have covered 7 out of the last 9 games Purdue has at home against Iowa. So to me, I understand why they're getting the love they're getting. The problem that I have is the amount of points they're going to be able, the output. We know that they are, it's kind of like watching paint dry a little bit, Purdue here. They're not in a rush to do anything. Kind of takes them an hour and a half to watch 60 minutes. So I worry about them being able to put up enough points. And I do. I love, somebody's got to stop Luka Garza. Somebody's got to be able to stop him. If they can neutralize him, Purdue wins. If not, Purdue just doesn't. They're not going to be able to. They're not going to be able to come back here, and then it's an upset.
You know, Joe, that number went to 4.5. I mean, I was getting 3, and then it moved to a point and a half. I got to tell you, that's too many points to give that team. But like I said, you go to West Lafayette, you're gonna hear some profanity, and you're gonna lose. That's what that's what's gonna happen when you go there.
So, it really is.
So here's one for you down there. That FIU Florida Atlantic game. The boys from Boca going south on the turnpike all the way down to Cuba to play. And that game is it's stuck at 3 all day. And I went FIU and laid the 3. Is that game closer than 3, Joe?
Here's the problem. You got two teams very good at home, two teams not very good on the road, and they have struggled, which is to be expected. It's a great matchup. They're still young. Both of these programs are still young here. But to me, I'm going with the home team, man. I do think FIU at home in this spot. I've yet to see FAU prove they can rise above on the road. I like what I've seen from FIU at home. I don't think it's a big enough number. I like them also in the first half. I think they come out, and that's been FAU's problem this year. FIU comes out, gets to a lead at halftime, and then FAU is battling, always playing uphill. So I do like I like FIU. I like them in the first half especially.
Virginia and Charlottesville tonight against Clemson. It was 8, and now it's 7. And I actually, or 7.5. I think they can pound Clemson tonight. I actually think they can work them by double digits.
This is, guys, if you want to watch basketball that is really a cure for insomnia, watch Virginia play basketball, guys. It's the first one of 48 wins. All right, how great is that? Is that not exciting? Wow. Listen, Virginia's in desperate mode. That win over the weekend against Florida State was huge for them. This is not the national championship team. They lack scoring this year. They're a little more efficient, but they kind of lack those go-to guys. But defensively, they're the best, guys. They're number one, number two defense in the country, certainly from an efficiency standpoint. Offensively, their tempo, 350s, guys. They're not in a rush. It's a half-court game. But the problem that I have is you're looking at laying 8 points with 107 total. That's a problem for a team that's going to score 52 points and expect to win. So to me, I think the number got under a little too much. The 107, I do think it's going to be somewhere around 110. And to believe it or not, that the games that have been 110 or more for totals for Virginia, the over has hit. I think it's 6-2 of the last 8 times that's happened. When it gets to this 105, 106, 107, they don't do so well. So to me, I think the over is the play here. The under, if it was a little higher, if it gets to 110, 111, I'm on the under. But at 107 for a total, give me the over. I think it's going to land somewhere in that in the teens.
Very interesting skinny from our boy Joe Ranieri about that game in Charlottesville tonight. I love this St. Louis-Duquesne game because I think St. Louis, the Billikens will work Dukes tonight in St. Louis. I think, Duquesne was a great bet for me last week in the game against Dayton with the late backdoor cover. I don't think they do it on the road here tonight in St. Louis, though, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, Duquesne, finally snapped. They had a three-game losing streak. They beat LaSalle, which was nice, 71-69. 6-3 in conference here, guys. The Billikens really starting to heat up, to your point, man. So this is going to be a better-than-expected game. I know St. Louis is a big favorite in it, but I do think this is going to be a lot closer than some people think here. I think the Billikens can win this game. I'm not sure they can cover it, but they are getting hot at the right time. It's going to be a fun game for me to watch. I do like the over in it as well, because I think both of these teams are going to have some success scoring the ball, and it's a low number at 130. I think they can get over it.
Yeah, I think they're going to cover. Let me jump ahead to some other games. I'm going to blow off all these little small school games. Let's go to TCU Oklahoma State at Boone Pickens in Stillwater. Do you give TCU a shot? Because I think they're going to win the game outright on the road. It's not going to be easy, but I think they can do it.
Well, yeah, all full disclosure, I'm an Oklahoma State alum, so I can tell you this right now.
Sorry about that, Joe.
There is zero, and I mean zero chance in hell Oklahoma State wins this game. How's that? Give me TCU on the money line all damn day. And I know they haven't been great on the road either. It's not like we're talking about a covering machine here with TCU. But OSU is abysmal. They're currently riding a 1-8 stretch right now. Losses have come against some ranked, some non-ranked. They're not any good. And Iba Arena was forever a tough place to play, but it's just they don't have the horses right now. They fall behind. They can't get there. I like TCU. Give me the points. Give me them on the money line. OSU does not get it done in Stillwater tonight.
Yeah, they're in the Iba. What did I say? They were playing the game at the football stadium.
Yeah,
Memphis and Temple. Memphis at home tonight against Temple. That number's 8.5. I got it at 7.5. I like it at 8.5 with Temple. I think it's going to be a decent game. I like Memphis to win, but Temple to cover.
I'm with you, man. Same situation. Another one of these tough spots here. Temple being a little bit undervalued. Yes, they're going to be on the road, but Memphis, listen, since the Wiseman debacle, it's been anybody's guess. You thought they still had enough talent, but it just hasn't panned out. They've lost games I thought they were going to win. They won games. They won a couple of games I thought they were going to lose. But to me, I think Memphis has got enough talent to be able to finish strong heading into the tournament for him. But I like Temple. I like their defense. I like the way they are going to be able to go toe-to-toe size-wise. They're athletic. And the tempos are about the same. So I've got no problem taking what I think is an overinflated number here. Give me the 7.5, 8 points right now with Temple all day long on the road.
All right, let's hit these really quick because I still want to do two NHL games before we get out of here. So let's bang these out. Seton Hall and Georgetown, who do you like there?
Seton Hall all day. They've owned this matchup and a big bounce-back game. What he scored? 9 points there, Miles Powell. 9 points
right.
In Xavier. No, expect put a 2 next to that tonight. He's going off tonight in Georgetown.
Can the Canes beat NC State down in Coral Gables? I think they will finally look decent.
Love this game. Another one of the upset specials here for me. University of Miami, they suck. Make no mistake about it. Larrañaga's got no hair for a reason, people. And let me tell you this, though. So does North Carolina State. They suck even more. You expect them to lay points on the road in Miami? Miami's not going to win games, but they are going to play hard in Miami. Give me the points. Miami wins this one outright.
All right, Carver High, Leafs and Rangers tonight are the world's most famous, and Bruins Blackhawks in the Windy City at the United Center. Who do you like there, Carver High?
Enormous over-under for this Ranger-Leaf game at 7. I'm going to wait till it starts and see if I can catch it a little young under. I like the Leafs there, and I like the Bruins tonight, and the Bruins and the Hawks under in the first, -106. Get involved there.
All right, killer show, coast to coast. Thanks, Joe Ranieri. We'll see you again at 7 Eastern for in-game live. So all of these bets that we've made on Coast to Coast, now we're going to see how they pan out. We're going to gamble heavily all night long. Gabe Morenci's next with Game Time Decisions. We'll see you on in-game live at 7. If not, you lose, baby.